Mr. Page was a lovely man.
Yeah.
Very strict teacher. He used to teach us history and he was very keen on sport and a very good cricketer. I don't remember him actually playing for Hammond Peach. I mean, he could well have done, but all I remember when we was at school and we used to have it in that primary school and we used to have our lunch break, we was allowed to play on the common in the lunch break because some of the lady teachers would sit down by the pond there and usually with some knitting, they'd be knitting and keeping an eye on the children, whereas Mr. Page, he'd bring some stumps out and a couple of bats and he'd put the stumps up and he'd say, right, if anyone could bowl him out, he used to put a threepence or sixpence on the wicket and if you could bowl him out, you could keep that. But I don't recall many people did bowl him out. He was quite a good cricketer, but a very nice man. He taught us history. And I remember they had it in the classroom there. It would have been a very primitive style type of projector with steel slides in those days. I mean, and that to me was the technology in them days was very limited. But you thought in them days that was something marvellous to see these coloured pictures. And I can remember Mr. Page telling us, and he was pretty well versed up on the history around the village and so forth. And he showed us some flints that were dug up on the Ham Lands, which is now what they call the Waits Estate, because it was all gravel pits when I was a boy. And previous to that, it was a lot of the land belonged to secret. They called it Lammas Lands, hence the name Lammas Road. And a lot of the people who lived in Ham worked on the land, you know, for Mr. Secret. But when it became gravel pits, Mr. Page told us that these flints were dug up on Ham Lands, and he reckoned they related back to the Stone Age. They was like arrowheads and things,
and
axe heads and sort of things. And I can remember him, we had them in a bag and he was showing us them when we was little lads.